All right, we'll say good morning. I know we're in the middle of Tomer Devora, but I saw this piece yesterday from Kedushas Levi. I always have this Yetzer Hara to just make Kedushas Levi our learning in the morning, because it's just, I'm sorry. Yeah, Benish. I gotta change the Benish. Yes. I have commitment issues. It's not my fault. There's so much good Torah out there, and it's so hard to buckle down. So I just want to share with you this idea. I put it on the WhatsApp group, so you can see. You have the page there. So the Rebbe is going on the opening phrase of the parasha. Vayu chaye sora, me'ashana ve'esim shana v'sheva shanim, shnei chaye sora. So if you remember again, there are a number of different issues with this pasuk. Of course, question number one is, why is it 100 years, 20 years, 7 years? Why not just 127 years? And then, of course, the last phrase also, shnei chaye sora. These are the years of Sarah's life. So Rashi HaKadosh explains. So Rashi says that the Me'a Shana, Esrim Shana, V'Sheva Shanim is coming to equate the different periods of life. That when she was 100, she was like 20 in terms of sin. Just like 20 is not held accountable, 100 is not held accountable. And when she was 20, she was like 7 years old with beauty. Beautiful, innocent, pure beauty. Shnei Chayei Sarah, these are the years of Sarah's life. So again, Rashi HaKadosh says, Kulon Shavin Letova. They were all good. They were all good years. So the Rebbe writes as follows. This is really beautiful. Nira li b'siyata d'shmaya. It would appear to me with the help of heaven. Apida amru chazal muva b'rashi, parshas vayetze, b'pasek vim ayin mesa anochi. So we'll say, so here the Rebbe quotes the Rashi, in Vayetze, where Rachel Imenu says to Yaakov, if I don't have children, if you don't give me children, v'mayim, mesa anochi. It's as if I'm not alive. It's as if I'm dead. The whole isha she'im labanim kriya mesa. Chazal say based on it that you see that a woman who Nebuch is unable to have children, she feels like there's a part of her that's dead. She feels that there's a part of her that's mesa. Rak she'yesh labanim hi chaya. Only when she has children, ultimately is she considered to be alive. V'yadua ma'amar chazal. Shashem amr di Avram avinu alav ha'shalom. Tzei me'itztagninus sholcho. So we know, so that's number one, the Rebbe says, that any woman who is not blessed with the bracha of children sometimes not only feels deficient, but mamish, there's an element that feels dead. What happens? And then he goes weiter. And Chazal also say in Shabbos, Shashem amar li Avraham avinu alav ha'shalom, tzei me'itztagninus sholcho. Remember again, this is by the pasuk of Tzeachutza, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and tells Avraham avinu, Tzeachutza, come outside, and he tells him to look up at the heavens. So the Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts from Tzeachutza, go outside, the drasha is tzei me'itztagninus sholcho. Leave your constellatory framework. I don't know if that's a word, but meaning, in other words, I'm sorry? Astrological. I like sounding constellogical. Okay, good. In other words, leave your mazel. Leave your mazel. It's tagninos, literally means your mazel. Leave your mazel. Ki sarai lo teled, sara teled. Ultimately, again, sarai is not destined to have children. Sara will have children. Hare, shenivres bemazel shalo teled. So this is amazing. Sarai Imenu was born with a mazel that she was not going to have children. That was her mazel. That was her mazel. In other words, when we say mazel, what it means almost is like your spiritual predisposition. Her spiritual predisposition is she was not going to have children. Not everyone is blessed with children. Not everyone is blessed with every single bracha. So we'll say, none of us are blessed with every single bracha. Each of us have certain brachos. So Sarai was not, she had many brachos that were going to be given to her. Children were not one of them. Yet what happened? Rak al yidei maisim tovim zochsa sheyishtana mazala. But through her mazel, so she changed. Excuse me. Through her maisim tovim, through her actions, she changed her mazel. So mostly, you hear how profound this is? Not only, see, we all know the power of mitzvos. What the Rebbe is saying over here is that mitzvos have the ability to change your astrological predisposition, right? They have the ability to change your mazel. Sarai was not brought into this world with the mazel of having children. That, again, she found a beautiful husband, she was going to have wonderful friends, she had parnasa, she had health, she had everything. Whatever the reason, Sarai, that mazel, did not have children. Well, so she changed her mazel through Ma'asim Tovim. She changed her astrological predisposition, she changed her destiny through Ma'asim Tovim, through good deeds, through mitzvos. Kima amar Chazal, mipnei ma hayu imosinu akaros, mipnei shakodesh baruch hu mitz'ava l'tfilasan shel tzadikim. Hari machmas tfil. So, we'll say this statement of Chazal always bothered me, right? So Chazal say, why were the foremothers, why were they barren? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the tfilos of the righteous. So it's always interesting. What does that mean? So we're familiar with this idea. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made them barren. They would daven. So really, Kadosh Baruch Hu afflicts people so that they should daven? Meaning, and maybe the answer is yes. Maybe that's what Chazal is saying, is that sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu needs us to reach out to him, needs us to demonstrate our dependence on him, and only once we demonstrate that dependence does he feel that it's appropriate to confer that bracha upon us. But the Rebbe is saying is Chazal is telling us something so much more different. What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our tefillah? Kadosh Baruch Hu deprived the emos of children so they should daven? The Rebbe says tefillah means avodas Hashem. Hari machmas tefillah, tefillas umaisim tovim shel sara zoch salabem. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes needs the tzaddikim to activate their Ma'asim Tovim. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the tzaddikim that ultimately I need you to engage in dramatic spiritual activity in order to go ahead and change your astrological predisposition. You're brought into this world with one type of mazel, but I want to show you, tzaddikim, I want to show you that you have the ability to change your mazel, that you have the ability to change your destiny, that you have the ability to change yourself. How else? You understand what a mazel is? A mazel represents like the most basic predisposition that we're born into this world with, right? The mazel represents, again, just the basic framework of your life. We each have a mazel. So often we assume that that mazel is immutable. But the Rebbe says it's not true. You can even change your mazel if you want to. How? Torah, tefillah, ma'asim tovim. You could change your mazel through your dynamic activity. He goes on, he says, v'zeh shamar akasav. Get ready for this. This is the meaning of the pasuk when it says Shnei Chaye Sara. What does it mean, Shnei Chaye Sara? He says, Perush. I thought this vart was going to end. I thought he was going to say Shnei Chaye Sara means what? Two lives of Sara. The one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for her and the one she created for herself. The life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mazel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for her, and the mazel that she created for herself through a Ma'asim Tovim. I think it's beautiful, but that's not what the Rebbe says. Listen to what he says. He says something even better. Listen to this. He says, Shnei Chaye Sara Perish, Shesara Garma Chayim L'Shanim Shala. Sara Imenu breathed life into her years. Shnei Chaye Sara, that Sara Garma Chayim L'Shanim Shala. Aydei Ma'asim Tovim Utfilasa Garmim Garma Sheyihye Chayim La. See what's amazing is according to the Rebbe, what the pasuk says is like this. Vayuchaye Sara Mea Shana Esrim Shana Sheva Shanim. 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. I want to say, there are plenty of people who lead biological lives. There are plenty of people who enjoy biological longevity. What was the greatness of Sara Imenu? Shnei Chaye Sara. These are the years of her life. She breathed life into her years. How did she breathe life into her years? Through her Torah, through her tefillah, through her Ma'asim Tovim. Aydei Ma'asim Tovim utfilasa garma sheyihye chayim la dahinu shezachsa leben aydei Ma'asim Tovim. Sha'aydei zeh lo nikra meis. Rakhai. Now, what he's doing is he's contrasting where Rachel Imenu tells Yaakov, "Vim ayim mesa anochi. If you don't give me children, it's as if I'm dead." So Chazal say, you see from here that what? That Nebuch, a woman who is not blessed with children, Nikra Mesa. Nikra Mesa. So in the beginning of her life, Sari Imenu's mazel was such that she was Mesa. And then how does the pasuk end? Shnei Chaye Sara. So Sari Imenu comes back to life. She's given life. She's given children. She's given a future. How? How does she change her mazel? Ultimately, again, Torah, Tefillah, her Meisim Tovim. Sha'ayi Dezeh. Lo nikreis meis rak chay v'zeh shnei chayi sara she sara garma chayim l'shanim shalah. So we'll say that last phrase is really incredible. What does it mean? These are the years of Sarah's life, that Sarah breathed life into her years. She breathed life into her years. There are plenty of people who are alive biologically, but they're not really alive. Because v'im ayim meis anochi, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without Torah, without Tefillah, without mitzvos, sometimes a person isn't really living life on all cylinders. So the way the Rebbe contrasts it is, before she's blessed with children, she says, "Vim ayim meisa anochi, I'm not going, I don't feel alive, I feel dead, I feel dead." But that was her mazel. Her mazel was Sarai wasn't blessed with children. But Sarai changes her mazel. Sarai changes her destiny. Sarai changes her astrological predisposition. How? Through a Torah, through a Tefillah, through a Ma'asim Tovim. Rabbi say through this we see two incredible yisodos. Number one, the ability to change our destiny. The ability to change our destiny. Our avos and imos were created with one destiny, and they changed it. They changed their destiny. That's lesson number one. That no matter what, no matter even if you're born a Sarai and your life looks one way, you have the ability to craft it into something different. Lav dafka, that it means that you could craft it into every single thing that you want it to be. There's another lesson, which is where sometimes we're born with these certain realities, but I have the ability to shape those realities. Lesson number two, Shnei Chaye Sara. It's not just enough to biologically live. Shnei Chaye Sara. We have to breathe life, spiritual life, into the years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. All right, we'll stop over here. Who's the Kiddushas Levi? All right.